Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I meet on May 5 regarding Martin Bannister, B-A-N-N-I-S-T-E-R. Martin Bannister is a 63-year-old male who reports he injured himself at work on 3-16-21. Pretty was loading a truck with the forklift when the truck pulled away. Pretty then jumped from the forklift and hit the concrete dock. As a result, he believes he injured his left shoulder and was seen at the emergency room the same day. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a full fracture as well as a torn rotator cuff. These were repaired surgically on 4-2021. Pretty completed his course of active treatment. New paragraph. As per the treatment records, Mr. Bannister was seen at Virtue Emergency Room on 3-16-21, complaining of left shoulder pain. Pretty related he had fallen off of a dock at work the previous day. That was about 4 to 5 feet off the ground. Pretty denied hitting his head or loss of consciousness. Pretty did not have any neck pain, back pain, or abdominal pain. Pretty had a superficial abrasion to the right knee without any pain. He was found to have limited range of motion of the left shoulder with mild tenderness palpation. Pretty was able to walk without any difficulty. X-rays of the left shoulder revealed findings concerning for a non-displaced fracture of the inferior glenoid rim. He was then treated and released to follow up with orthopedics. In the paragraph, on 3-17-21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Marcelli. Upon review of the x-rays, Dr. Marcelli was not sure if the fracture did not extend through the remainder of the glenoid surface, parentheses, beyond the inferior glenoid, close parentheses, He prescribed narcotic analgesics and ordered a CAT scan of the left shoulder. This was done on 3-21 to be inserted. An MRI of the left shoulder was done on 3-30-21 to be inserted. In the paragraph, on 4-20-21, he underwent surgery to be inserted. Pretty followed up with Dr. Marcelli and Dr. Ropiak, R-O-P-I-A-K, through 12-3-21. Dr. Ropiak observed he had done better than he would have ever expected based on the injury. Mr. Bannister felt he was able to return to work without limitations. He had completed physical therapy. Dr. Ropiak deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Clinical exam showed significantly improved range of motion. He was able to forward elevate to 160 degrees and externally rotate to 65 degrees. Internal rotation was significantly improved and he was able to reach the mid-back. Strength was 5 out of 5. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a droop of the right biceps contour. He had several different scars on the upper extremities. Anteriorly at the left shoulder was a 2-inch longitudinal scar that he attributed to excision of a bone tumor. There were also portal scars about the left shoulder proper. At the axilla area of the humerus was a circular 1-inch cicatrix that he attributed to an accident when he was 11 years old. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Left shoulder abduction was 145 degrees, inflection to 150 degrees. Paired internal rotation was 65 degrees and external rotation to 80 degrees. Paired independent adduction and extension were full. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L3 vertebral level compared to the T12 vertebral level on the right. Paired motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5 minus for resisted left shoulder, external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive Apley scratch test on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions on 3/16/21. Martin Bannister fell at work when he jumped from a forklift that suddenly moved. Appeared he injured his left shoulder and was seen at the emergency room the same day. Paired x-rays identified what was thought to be a fracture. Paired was placed in a sling and advised to follow up with orthopedics. Paired, new paragraph, he quickly saw Dr. Marcelli in this regard on 3/17/21. Paired a CAT scan and then an MRI of the left shoulder were both done to be inserted here. Paired, afterwards, they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Paired, this was done by Dr. Ropiak on 4/20/21 to be inserted here. Paired, Mr. Bannister also had postoperative physical therapy. Paired, as of 12/3/21, Dr. Ropiak discharged him from care with still somewhat decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Paired, however, Mr. Bannister felt he was capable of working in a full-duty capacity. Paired, new paragraph, the current exam, found there to be decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Paired, there was associated surgical scarring there. Paired, there was also scarring he attributed to a bone tumor excision. Paired, he had mild weakness and resisted left shoulder external rotation. Paired Apley scratch test was positive on the left, but other provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Paired, he did have full range of motion of the cervical thoracic spine. Paired, he confirmed he has no symptoms or difficulties with his right knee. Paired, new paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory left shoulder. Period. And that is the end.